This is North Sound 1 Friday Sports.
Welcome in the next 60 minutes to bring everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. Tonight, a great week for the Dons. Victory over league leaders Cali Thistle, lifting them to third in the league. And the demolition of Falkirk, netting them a quarter-final tie versus Motherwell in the League Cup. Next, a Monday night TV game against strugglers St Mirren, their boss Danny Lennon's job hanging by a thread. We'll hear from both camps shortly. There's the rest of the SPFL, Peterhead, Highland League and beyond, plus rugby and more ahead of the in-demand top 30 on the North East number one for sport across the region before 7. Stay with us.
This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1 with John Mellis, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway.
First, as always, we check in at Pittodrie and manager Derek McInnes, delighted after that midweek cup win.
Brilliant. Players deserve so much credit for that. I thought at the heart of it all, you know, some good play, some good goals, loads of opportunities, but at the heart of it all was a real appetite to work, and they worked extremely hard, every one of them, and I felt that obviously once we get the third goal there's a real element of control, and it takes the heart out of a young Falkirk team as well. I see a young Falkirk team, but they weren't any younger than us. We had an average age, I think, of 22 starting the night, so which is pleasing. But it really was difficult for Falkirk once we got the third goal and we had complete control of the game.
It was great to see that the players just kept going right to the very end. You know, there was no showboating, they just got on with it and they kept going.
I don't think we're good enough to showboat, I need to say that. I think we got tonight because of our appetite to work, put a good team under pressure. You know, we know that Falkirk are a team, they like to handle the ball well. Gary's got them doing the right things, and we wanted to make sure they didn't enjoy the game. And I felt we were work rate and were desire to work off them when we had the ball and caused them a lot of problems tonight. But you know, I think that it's our fifth clean sheet in a row, which there's also an element of pride with that as well. So I think, in answer to your question, we wanted to make sure the result stayed at zero. And if we're a wee bit, at times we passed up a lot of opportunities, but no manager could ever be anything but happy when his team scores five goals away from home.
And Scott Vernon with a great hat-trick, what can you say about him?
Yeah, brilliant. Obviously a bit longer than maybe he was anticipating. It was always our intention to get Scott on the pitch and get a good chunk of the game. You know, he was unlucky not to start. I had a feeling that just after Saturday he was in a good place again, but I was reluctant to make too many changes. Already did one forced one, maybe big Andy Constein, and I'd made one with Nicky Lowe coming in for Greg Wells, so I was conscious I didn't want to make too many changes to a team that had been had a couple of good performances. So, but he got on the pitch a bit quicker, thanks to, as I say, I thought it was a lot of poor decisions against Big Calvin, I need to say that, and we just didn't want to run the risk of getting him sent off. So Scotty getting on, he gave him enough time to get a hat-trick, and everybody's delighted for him.
And that hat-trick hero.
That was the message from the side, you know, not to take our foot off the gas and to keep probing and to keep trying to, you know, score more goals, really. And obviously, myself coming on out, I wanted to prove a point and always want to score goals whenever I'm playing. So that was how it went, really. It's brilliant. I mean, I've said it for a couple of years now. I've been here, this is my fourth season, and the young lads are, you know, the best bunch of young lads I've been involved at any club. It's got to be said. So, you know, a lot of credit's got to go to these, you know, Cammy Smith, Clark Robertson, Joe Shaughnessy, Nicky Lowe, all coming into the team. You know, I've missed out players, Ryan Jack, they're all doing really well for us and you know, just giving us what we need when we've got, you know, injuries. They're stepping up to the plate and showing that, you know, the men really and the playing like men. So it's full credit to them, really. Each season's different and you get a different vibe from each season. Obviously we're feeling very positive this year. Like I say, it only takes one upset and you know, we're knocked back down a peg or two, so we need to keep our feet on the floor and keep doing what's got us this far, really, and carry on, but obviously being confident, because we know that, you know, with the players we've got, we can beat most team, well, pretty much any team in our league on any given day, really. So it's just, you know, doing it on the day.
Coming off the bench on both occasions to score his goals, Derek quoted as working that out to be a goal every 20 minutes, and any striker would be happy with that ratio. Evening, you're North Sound 1's Friday Sport. I'm John Mellis. Joining me as always from the North Sound 1 sports team, Dave's Galloway and McDermott. Evening to you.
Good evening.
A good week by anyone's standards, well, not Falkirk's maybe, but from an Aberdeen perspective, and we are the official radio station of the Dons. Dave, I mentioned the young lads because Scott brought it up there, first and foremost, I'm delighted he scored both on Saturday and Wednesday. The Saturday goal in particular, a thing of beauty. But on Wednesday, I think in time we might realise just how important a goal that was for Cammy Smith. Hopefully, when he goes on to score a bucket load from this point onwards, can you see that happen?
Yeah, I can. I mean, he's a player with such potential, and he's been kept back a wee bit, and he got his chance a couple of games ago, and every game, as the manager says, he just gets better and better, and he made that run from midfield and timed it perfectly, and you know, that's the kind of goal he scores in training all the time. So delighted for him, he's a lovely guy, and I think we've said it before, and you know, if he keeps injury free, he is definitely a Scotland international of the future, and one of several that are in the Pittodrie pipeline at the moment.
I suppose the slight irony and the shame is that as the more experienced players become available to the squad again, he might have to return to the sidelines for a little while perhaps.
Yeah, but brilliant problem for Derek to have. He would rather have that problem. And again, when you look at the... we're likely to have the likes of Niall, Barry, Andy and Russell available again for Monday night. And, you know, Danny Lennon's going to look over at the Aberdeen bench and think, this is not going to be easy.
For Danny Lennon. This will not be easy for Danny Lennon.
He likes talking in the third person, doesn't he?
Yes, for Danny Lennon. don't want to get overexcited, but yeah. I must admit, Wednesday, that was as clinical a performance as I can remember, and consistently from start right, as Dave mentioned in his post-match, right to the final whistle. Absolutely brilliant.
I said to you before we came on air there, it's the first time in recent seasons that I've seen the Dons make lower league opposition look like lower league opposition. We'll find out on Monday whether Cammy's hung on to his starting spot. For the time being, he, like the rest of his teammates, paying their thanks to the amazing travelling support at Falkirk. Cammy chatting here after the game to Red TV for North Sun 1's Friday Sport.
A great away support, and we always have had that, and all the boys, staff, everybody's really grateful for it, because we're one of the few clubs that gets it, and obviously the TV, a lot of people would have stayed home and watched it, but they would have hopefully been sitting at home really pleased with watching what they were seeing.
Next up, Motherwell, and Aberdeen's Michael Hector was at Hampden for the draw before chatting to us afterwards.
Obviously that's the toughest draw we could have got away from home to Motherwell, but we've gone there early on in the season and we got a result, so hopefully we're going to look to do the same, but anything can happen in the cup, so we're not taking anything for granted. I think all the teams that are in the quarters are thinking that they're favourites, but we are confident going into it. The fans, day by day, they're growing with more expectation every time we get through the round. But I think we've got to play for ourselves, and then the fans will be happy if we get a result for them. He's built a very nice squad, and it's got youth and experience, and we've got very good young players as well as good experienced players. And we're confident, but we don't want to be too overconfident. We keep it in house and we just do what we need to do.
We keep it in house and just do what we need to do. Aberdeen's Michael Hector there, who I saw referred to as Michael Proctor in one of the Sundays last weekend.
Proctor?
Just as well, I'm flameproof and I never mess it up, eh? Michael reckons it's probably the toughest draw that we could have been given. I'm not so sure, certainly not the easiest draw we could have had, but I fancy us there more often than not than I would fancy us at Tynecastle, perhaps. Already one down at a bit for a part of the season. No reason why we can't go and do it again, Dave, I suppose.
No, absolutely. I mean, the way that we're playing, there's no reason for us to fear anybody. I would like to think it would be the other way around. Motherwell certainly will not fancy facing up to an on-form Aberdeen, and it will be great to see that double-decker stand packed with Aberdeen fans. I'm sure we'll probably fill that.
You're going to say double-decker bus now. So I'm going to take more than that.
A few of them.
More than just the one. Michael's on loan at this stage, isn't he? Is it until January?
It is.
So there's the chance that if he helps us get to a semi-final...
Yeah, it could be away.
He might not be there.
But it would only be because we've got too many central defenders, not because of his potential. Because
he's doing well, isn't he?
He's doing very well indeed. Can I just say that in terms of the St. Mirren game on Monday night, there's still some seats left on the supporters coach that runs from the club. So,
and is it a double decker?
It's a single decker.
Right.
It's a bendy bus.
It might be if there are enough people going. It's £18 per person, leaves the club at 3:45 on Monday afternoon. Just contact the ticket office, which is open tomorrow, if you want to book. So that's for, because again, crowd will play a big part on Monday, and they did at Falkirk. They were absolutely magnificent, and I think it'll be similar down there, and I don't think there'll be too many St Mirren fans out there on Monday night either.
No. If you'd like the number for the ticket office, it's Aberdeen 63-1903. He says, having read out enough times to commit it to memory, 63-1903. Mm-hmm. Now, a good time to bring on the topic at this point, given that it is on that League Cup draw. As always, Dave's got your thoughts as it developed from this post by SMSW. Today's draw, what time is it? Far does everyone want?
Yeah, it's not quite as left field as last week's topic, thankfully. So first up, Daz the Great One. Probably the worst draw we could have got. Mind you, though, we beat them there once already, so no reason why we won't again. Surely that will be the televised game. Well, it's not. They're the ones with two scores to settle in Cup in recent seasons, says Red Star's Torfinns. And the philosopher that is Callum Gilhooly adds, got to be in it to win it. Not that fussed. Another away draw does for me. It's another half day off work. The Stooge reckons nothing to fear here. Beat them already this season. Beat them previously in the Cup when they were better and we were worse. Cuervo agrees. I'd rather be drawn away than at home in performances so far. I suspect Motherwell will be saying worst draw possible. We played them off the park there just a couple of weeks ago. An Exterminator at 75 adds, we have a decent record against them in Cups. We've had it pretty easy up until now, so we were due a toughie. From Forest Hills, bad news, it's a tough away draw. Good news, they will attack us, and the way we're playing, that's just perfect. I'm quietly confident of us scoring a few. Also, a stand full of away Dons fans, it's going to be probably more of a support than our home crowd. 67 Super Don, it's a tough draw, would have preferred a home tie, but I honestly believe that if we can keep the momentum going, then it wouldn't matter who we play or where. We can certainly win this one, we'll make our own breaks, hopefully all the way to lifting this cup. Steady. A terrible draw, is Pitodri goes Berserk's assessment. AB245QH, terrible draw, I hate those kids and their drum. He also had a word in before, in between those and the kids.
I get it.
Thank you. From Acton Sheep, not that I'm one for omens and that, but I'm pretty sure the last time we humped Falkirk away in the League Cup, we also ended up with Motherwell away in the quarter final, and we all know how that ended up. Yes, we won the tournament. Just saying, that's all. 5-2-1 BUC, it's a tough one, but 8 goals in 2 away games without a reply. I'm very optimistic about this tie. The passing and movement from Aberdeen of late will make this trip more worthwhile. Added to that, we now have been banging in the goals, which will not have gone without notice. That will make Motherwell a bit edgy. And from Ouija Don, it's a tough one. Suits me, though. It's a game I can go to after work easily enough. 40 minutes or so in the train from Central Station. Happy to admit, as much as I was unfortunately right about Craig, I'm looking like hopefully being wrong about Derek McInnes. He's barely put a foot wrong, and his transfer dealings have been very impressive. And from Sheepy Bairn, on the basis of the game in midweek and our start to the league, we shouldn't fear anyone. We're mugged at Tynecastle. Without the bad fortune against Celtic, that game could have gone anyway. So I say, why not Motherwell away? I'm feeling as confident as I have in a long time about our chances. Quite sure Derek will have her feet well and truly on the ground too, so no passengers who feel we are blessed they even turn up. And from the Futures Red, I'd say the second toughest draw we could have had behind being away to Inverness. It's going to be a difficult game. I really don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm quietly confident with our recent record of cup games at Fir Park, coupled with our performance there this season. Jack Don, my first reaction was, ouch, that's a toughie. But really, should we fear anyone in the squad we have and the way we're playing? Strong and settled at the back. Plenty of options in midfield, and it's a way to get stronger. The keeper in good form, check. Heaps of pace out wide, check. And up front, check. Bring it on. And finally, from Touchline Trantrum, is this the time to drag your mates that walked away years ago saying that we would never go back? Could be something big about to happen that we've been waiting painfully for years. Okay, we'll have our bumps along the way. Determination is a great thing. Witnessing, winning games and playing a lot of good football breeds confidence, and it doesn't look like a flash in the pan. I'm actually feeling quite confident that we can keep this up for the rest of the season.
Okay, and just in case you're still wondering, it's I hate those musical student kids,
yes,
and their drum.
That's the one.
As always, your thoughts and contributions are welcome for the show. I'll give you full details in just a bit, but for now, you can always find the topic in poll on Aberdeen Mad. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, though. Before any of that, our focus returns to league duty in a TV game versus St Mirren and Paisley on Monday night. Don't forget our coverage of the entire match with the Northern One sports team, as always, Monday evening, live on Red TV at afc.co.uk. The two Daves and Andrew Shiney in position to take you through it from a very red perspective. Our thoughts turn to that game in just a moment with contributions from Captain Mark Reynolds. Will he be captain on Monday night? I don't know. Assistant boss Tony Docherty, just ahead though. Manager with his head on the chopping block. Sounding very like Ricky Fulton's lucky way ahead though. On the way in moments on Northern One's Friday Sport.
North Sound 1, the official station of the Dons, keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie. This is Friday Sports.
It's Simmerin versus Aberdeen on Monday evening. Saints boss Danny Lennon absolutely desperate for any kind of win.
When you are round down about the bottom and results have been poor, you know, what we certainly have to do is get back to the basics. And with that, I mean, as hard work as to cut out the uncharacteristic mistakes that we are making as individuals, you know, whether that be a short pass back, whether that be giving cheap fouls away.
Preparing the Aberdeen side and attending the pre-match media conference this week, Aberdeen's assistant boss, Tony Docherty.
A tough game, it always is, down at St Mirren, you know, and now the cup business is out of the way, from today we'll focus firmly on that against the St Mirren team who will be desperate to get that first win, you know, and so with a game down there at the end of last season that, you know, it's, I don't expect it to be any different from that. They'll make things difficult for us. We'll need to prepare and look at the, you know, what team we'll be playing against them and what strengths they have, what weaknesses we have and how we can exploit that. So we expect a really difficult game going down there and we'll prepare for that as we do for every game. When you're in a good place, as we are just now, it's important to keep it going. Obviously, that wins breed confidence, and the confidence is high in the squad, you know, and the boys are in good form. So it's important we keep that going, but, you know, it can't be underestimated the amount of hard work that's went into getting us to this stage, so we don't want to let that go. It's not a nice position to be in, but I'm sure Danny, you know, he's experienced, he's been a manager for long enough. Everybody knows that that one win can turn things round, you know, and he'll be endeavouring to do that, and we'll be endeavouring to make sure he doesn't do that, but that's football and that's the way things go.
Aberdeen's Mark Reynolds sums up my slight concerns.
St Mirren are obviously struggling and looking for a win, and a win will come, and one of the performances will click, and you just need to hope it's not against you. And I think more importantly for us, we just need to worry that the Aberdeen team turns up, that's been turning up the last few games, that's been hard to break down and been creating chances and taking chances. And if that's the case, then I think we could go into the game with confidence that we can come away with 3 points. Obviously, there's different kind of things come into play when you start going on a run like that. Everybody starts talking about it, and sometimes it's better just to fly under the radar and not get worried. But as I say, we've went 5 games without conceding. That's us won a few games in the spin, and everything's looking good, and everybody's going to start talking us up, and then we all of a sudden become a scalp, and it becomes a bit of a thing to beat Aberdeen and to stop the run. So it's something we just need to deal with kind of in-house and as a team, and something we've done all season. We've just kind of had a lot of confidence in ourselves and each other, and changing in the management, and we just keep that going and keep the run going as long as we can. If you're going to play guys on merit and giving them a jersey and tell them to keep it, then you can't really take it off boys just because there's senior players coming back in. But I think it speaks volumes for the players, the way that the press have covered the games and the way that everybody's been talking about how good the performances have been and how this young player's come in and done well in that one. And usually in Aberdeen we're lamenting the boys that are injured and we're missing Barry Robson and Willow Flood, or Niall McGinn's out, and that's usually the main talking points. But thankfully the results and performance have been so good that everybody's been rightly so giving credits to all the young boys that have come in and done an amazing job.
A few interesting things in that soundbite from Mark Reynolds chatting to North Sun 1's Friday Sport. Coincidence or something that's being drummed into the squad? Whatever happens, we'll deal with it in-house. Michael Hector spoke of it as well. Is that something you think Derek and Tony work on relentlessly, Dave? If we win a few in a row, don't believe your own hype. If we lose a few in a row, don't believe the press type. Only trust what we do here in-house. This is where you'll get your perspective. It's a them and us tactic, really, isn't it? The team is everything.
Yeah, and it is basic psychology, which there is no doubt that I don't think it's coincidence that two players in the same week have used the same phrase. I think it is very much part and parcel that you don't, because you saw as soon as, even before we played Falkirk on Tuesday night when Celtic were knocked out, you could see on the boards about, right, that's a great chance. Yes, it is a great chance, but the players, there's absolutely no chance of them not keeping their feet on the ground with Derek and Tony in charge. And even in the dressing room after the game on Wednesday night, it was that they were starting to talk about St Mirren. You know, it's, everything is, let's focus. We've achieved absolutely diddly squat so far. So one game at a time. We've been here so often. And again, you know, you do feel that this time it might just be a bit different. But, you know, we've done nothing, but we've got two eminently winnable games coming up, and in fact the way we're performing, if we keep performing on those levels and with the players coming back as well, there's really nobody that we should be fearing that we're going to be playing in Scottish football this season.
Mark is quick to say, although it's been such a long time since St Mirren have had a win, it can't stay that way forever, and they really need it, don't they? I mean, wounded animal's a dangerous animal and all that. Do you see them rallying for their manager?
I can see them rallying for the manager, but I can't see them beating us, to be honest. It'll be a tough game. They will battle and scratch and scrape, I'm sure, Sittmer, and I'm sure you'll get an extra few percent from the players. But Aberdeen have got the class and the confidence to overcome their opponents, definitely.
An interesting question, one which was obviously going to be asked, given that he scored 4 goals in 2 games. Far less if you consider he came on as a sub in both. But has Scott Vernon earned a starting berth? And before we ask the guys, let's see what you're saying on the weekly poll. Again, an Aberdeen Mad, where it's written like this. Paul, should Scott Vernon start versus St Mirren on Monday? And this is the most one-sided poll we've had in many a long time. Should Scott Vernon start versus St Mirren on Monday? No. Say what? 6.8%?
6.8% is the very latest. Yes, 93.2. Pretty decisive.
Remember, you can take part in our polls and topics online at Aberdeen Mad. We always look forward to your comments. Just make them clean enough for broadcast. You know. They're there on a weekly basis. Occasionally we'll initiate the topic. More often than not, we'll take one of yours and we'll work it out from there. But that's how you can contribute to the show on a regular basis via Aberdeen Mad. Or, of course, you can email us directly here at sport@northsound.co.uk. sport@northsound.co.uk. Let's see how that works out with our experts. Predicted Eric time. These are the 11 men you think will start for Derek McInnes on Monday evening against St Mirren. Dave the Younger, we'll start with you. The team for Monday, please.
OK, I have Jamie Langfield in goals. At the back, Joe Shaughnessy, Andy Considine, Michael Hector and Mark Reynolds. Midfield, Johnny Hayes, Ryan Jack, Nicky Lowe and Cammy Smith. Peter Pollitt in behind Scott Vernon.
And Dave the Elder.
Yeah, I was just going to make the point, of course, Derek might see Scott Vernon as the new David Fairclough, super sub coming off the bench. And
David Fairclough.
Being a game changer. And he scored most of the time when he came off the bench.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think he's Josh McGuinness a bit like that. I think he sees him as the last sort of 30-minute player.
Great problem to have.
Absolutely.
When in the past have we been talking about a guy that scored 4 goals in 2 games and actually there's a doubt that he might start the next game?
No, I know.
Anyway, I've made some changes for Monday.
Right.
Langfield, Shaughnessy, Anderson, Considine, Reynolds, Hayes, Pollitt, Robson and Jack, not necessarily in that order, and then Vernon and McGinn up front.
Okay. The one to watch, the man who will potentially make the difference, the result for the Dons. Dave, you're one to watch this week.
Peter Pollitt for me. Again, we've had so many debut scorers in recent times, and he did so well for that penalty kick. And yet again, there was a couple of times where he was blatantly fouled, and his reputation unfortunately went before him. And the referee, who didn't have the worst game, I may add, I thought he was wrong.
Did he come into it?
He did. I thought he was wrong to... I thought Calvin Zola was totally entitled to go for that ball that earned him the yellow card that then started the fact that Derek took him off before he got sent off.
Good call, though.
It was, in the end, it turned out to be exactly correct. But poor Calvin, he just... He hasn't quite, I don't think, got the Scottish ref shit.
Hmm.
Then again, neither.
No, but if you keep sliding like that, it's going to take one of them sooner or later.
it's a shame Big Calvin's been targeted by referees because you know he's in no way a dirty player. He's just a really good, strong lad.
I thought he deserved a booking.
I thought McGivern. If you watch it, McGivern stood back and there was the player was absolutely entitled to go for that ball.
Okay. And Dave, the one to watch as far as you're concerned.
One to watch for me is Cammy Smith. So impressive against Falkirk. And I said during commentary, after he'd got his goal, brilliantly taken, I said that he'd been knocking on the first team door for so long, he's just charged right through it. So he's my man to watch.
Finally, a scoreline for the match. St Mirren versus Aberdeen. Dave, we'll start with you.
I will go for, it'd be great to have another 5-0, but you know, let's not be greedy. I'll go for 3-1 Aberdeen.
I'm going to go for 3-0
again.
Another 3-0.
To continue the, that was 6-6, we're agreeing again?
Again.
My goodness, well, that would be 6 clean sheets.
Yeah.
I think Jamie's now, is it 11 away from the 100 clean sheets in his career?
Brilliant.
Something like that, which is pretty good.
3-0 then, you're saying, for
indeed I am.
For Monday. And Danny Lennon to go?
I don't think
his board have any choice. No, do they?
I think if we were to win televised, and that would leave them without a win all season. The board have been, we were talking about it before, they've been pretty patient because the fact that he won them a cup is brilliant, but it's just not working.
Okay, to the other games. And first up, the lunchtime kickoff when Kilmarnock host Celtic. Celtic boss Neil Lennon, reflective and retrospective.
Every job has pressures on its own, relatively in comparison to other jobs. If you look at the SPL, their manager's under pressure to stay up. Their manager's to make the top six. Their manager's to under pressure to make Europe. Their manager's under pressure to win the championship. So every job brings its own pressure. Whether it's as exciting as this job, I don't know.
I noticed in that same press conference he started talking himself up about being flattered to be associated with English Premiership
Sunderland, the latest, yeah.
Yeah, Kilmarnock versus Celtic. You almost feel a little bit sorry for Kilmarnock or any team that's going to be on the expected backlash unleashed by that result against Morton. How's it going to go, Kilmarnock v Celtic, Dave?
I think Celtic will bounce back from their game midweek cup exit, and I think they'll win 3-1.
Hearts showed the blood and guts attitude that's pulled them out of a few scrapes so far this season when they came through a cup scare against Queen of the South on penalties tomorrow. They're at home to resurgent Dundee United.
Yeah, well, I think they'd be more tired psychologically if we'd got beaten on penalties, but the fact that we've got through, you know, I think I can see a spring in the step with quite a few players again. It's great to get back to winning ways, and you know, we're a full house behind us again tomorrow, a huge Hearts support. I'm sure, you know, that'll be the difference in us getting maybe a point to getting three.
Hearts Gary Locke there. Jackie McNamara is starting to see some progress in his Dundee United's team performances.
I think we're getting there, I think, but still a long way to go. There's a lot of improvement to be done in terms of passing and at times, you know, a wee bit of decision making. But, you know, the pleasing thing is we're carrying a threat and we're starting to get goals from different areas.
Hearts, as I say, showing some spirit to come through a tricky test where I actually fancy Queen of the South to turn them over. United looking like they're really starting to click, Dave. So how's it going to go when Hearts meet Dundee United?
Some of Dundee United's football has been brilliant the last few games especially. I can see nothing other than a decisive Dundee United win. They'll go for 2-0.
It's Inverness versus Hibs. Hibs boss Pat Fennell looking like he was on his way out of the Easter Road hot seat a few short weeks ago. Now, heading for Inverness with some positive scorelines in his favour.
No, we're on a decent run at the moment, so it's a big game on Saturday and we look to keep that going if we can. We know it's a difficult venue, but we're going there with confidence.
Both surviving cup banana skins midweek, Hibs in an 8-goal thriller. Inverness bouncing back well after that first defeat of the season. Have they got enough to seal for resurgent Hibs, Dave?
Yeah, I think they probably have. I'm surprised at how Hibs have managed to turn it around. I think the signing of Paul Heffernan was quite an astute one. Like everybody else, or like most people, are quite surprised that Killy, I think it must have been something just not working there because he's a good player and he seems to be have formed a good partnership with the lad James Collins. So, but I think Inverness at home, very, very tough place. Despite the defeat last week, they bounced back in midweek with a good cup win. So I would say 1-0 to Inverschnicky.
Motherwell welcome Ross County to Fir Park. Derek Adams happy to have one of his summer signings, Dutch imports Melvin Deleu, available again.
You know, a very good player, technically gifted, and unfortunate for him that, you know, at the start of the season he had picked up an injury, and you're just getting, you know, up to speed with things. But you know, delighted with him. You know, we've got good options on the left side with himself and Graham Carey as well, who, you know, has been terrific since he came in.
Ross County didn't have a game midweek. He managed to come back from behind to snatch a 2-1 win over Hearts and Dingwall last time out. Will fresh legs and renewed confidence help them win against Motherwell, Dave?
I think it might do. Yes, I think that that could well be the outcome. Yeah.
I think a few pundits thought St Johnstone may struggle against Championship leaders Hamilton midweek, but they saw off those guys 3-0 and follow that one with a home win, home tie against Premiership new boys Partick tomorrow afternoon. Jags Alan Archibald.
We get asked the question many times, what's the difference with the Premier League and the First Division? And one of the main differences, if you don't score goals, you're likely to concede one at the other end. And teams in this division with prolific goal scorers sometimes only need one chance. We've seen that last night. I think David Goodwill had three chances and scored three goals. So that's the difference at this level.
St Johnstone v Partick Thistle, Dave.
I think this will be quite an attractive game and find it difficult to separate them, so I'm going to go for 1-1.
This is Northern One's Friday Sport, a big game on Monday, of course. St Mirren versus Aberdeen, the entire game live on Red TV at afc.co.uk. With our commentary team in place, as always, the two Daves and Andrew Shiney, afc.co.uk, for a very red perspective. Now, coming up, a full preview of the big games elsewhere, but we continue with the talk of the Blue Tune, Jim McAnally, directly ahead, next on Friday Sport from Northern One.
North San Juan with the best preview of the weekend's sports action from across the northeast of Scotland and beyond. This is Friday Sport.
In Scotland's League Two, Peterhead having a mixed old time and struggling for any real consistency with the result at the minute. Tomorrow they're away to Albion Rovers. Boss Jim McAnally.
Quite a famous place, Clifton Hill. And as far as you know you're going to go there, that's a tight pitch where there isn't a lot of football played, and you need to get down there with battling qualities and be prepared to get in second balls, and then once you get it, you know, you do get it in good areas, you've got to be clinical. So we know what to expect. Well, I certainly know. I don't think some of your boys have played there before, and I try to prepare them for it after the game on Saturday, because you know, I told them that, you know, you've got your place next week, you need to roll your sleeves up and get on it and win the battles. And that's what will need to happen this week, because Albion Rovers, for me, will be the team that could kick on, and we need to make sure that they don't do that.
In the Highland League, it's top versus bottom when league leaders Broader Rangers welcome Fort William. Possibly the most surprising thing ahead of this encounter is that Fort William have a point on the table already, which normally doesn't happen until around Christmas. Fourth place in Murray Locos are at seventh spot Bucky Thistle. Clach host Devon Vale in the Highlands. Champions Cove tackle Forest Mechanics. Cove's Kevin Tindall.
They're an experienced side who, not so long ago, they actually won the title, so we know that they're going to come with full of confidence, and it's going to be a good game for us tomorrow.
Joint top for Martin, welcome Rothes, boss Steve Patterson.
We've got a double header with Inverurie Locos, which is one starting next Saturday in the Scottish Cup, and then the Aberdeenshire Cup final 2 weeks later, 19th, you know, which is two great games to look forward to. And obviously, if we can get our job done tomorrow and get 3 points, 8 games, 24 points, you know, we couldn't have gone into these games in better shape and full of confidence.
In the remaining matches, Fraserburgh welcome Keith, Turriff United are at Hundley, Nairn County take on Strathspey Thistle, and third place Wick welcome Lossiemouth, the juniors team.
Well, the long road to national glory gets underway with round one of the Fly Emirates Scottish Junior Cup, although some of the destinations certainly Emirates don't cover. Arthurlie against Bridge of Dawn Thistle. Devon's side, they travel to Blairgowrie. Cruden Bay have got home tie, which they might have a good chance here against Glasgow Perthshire. Fockabers up against Kirriemuir Thistle at Pinefield. Inverness City, they travel to Glenafton. It's Isle of Ale against Trenent. And Tom McPherson and Dice, they are down in Maryhill. In the Grill League Cup, the last of the quarterfinals, Pitt's East End with Cooter at New Advocates Park. In the Domino's Pizza North Regional Cup first round, Hull Russell United at home to Hermes. And at the same stage of the GA Engineering Inter-Regional Cup, alongside travel to Fraserburgh United. In the Super League, Bankery St Ternan against FC Stonywood, New Elgin travel to Maud, and Stonehaven take on Ellen United. In the PMAC Group First Division East, Newmarket United are at home to Colony Park. Parkvale versus Buckenhaven Hearts, and at Heatherfield at Sunnybank against Lewes United. In First Division West, Dufftown are at home to Bucky Rovers. White Hills go to Forest Thistle, and finally Leaders Port Gordon Victoria are at home to Nairn St Ninian.
It's 6:45, the latest travel in just a minute. This is North Sun's Friday Sport. Now ahead of 7, our attention turns to the English Premier League rugby and more here at moment on Friday Sport from North San Juan.
North San Juan, keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie, Balmore and across the Highland League. This is Friday Sports.
It's 10-7 in England. We may see another name at the top of the Premier League by the end of the latest round of fixtures. Any one of the top five could be at the summit by the end of Monday night. Colin Besley looks ahead for North San Juan's Friday Sport.
Current leaders Arsenal go for their fifth successive top flight win in a row. They're at Swansea in tomorrow's late game, having won the League Cup last season. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says there's more expectation around Michael Laudrup's side.
Everybody wants them to be performing in the top 7 or 8, what I think they have the quality to do. Overall, they buy well, they play attractive football. It's a very, very good team.
Tottenham could be in pole position before their North London rivals kick off, though, as they're in action in the lunchtime fixture. They face fellow top spot chasers Chelsea at White Hart Lane. Spurs boss Andre Villas-Boas is facing the team he used to be in charge of, and also his old mentor, Jose Mourinho. He's convinced he's a stronger manager now than his Stamford Bridge days.
After that Chelsea experience, was a time for me to reflect and you know, with my staff, try to sort things that we have done wrong to do it better in the future. I think we have learned so many lessons that we have applied them in this job.
Also looking to be leaders are Manchester City, who go to Aston Villa, and Liverpool, who play winless Sunderland on Sunday. Elsewhere, West Brom go for back-to-back wins in the Premier League. They head to champions Manchester United. Albion boss Steve Clarke isn't expecting any repeat of their 5-5 draw the last time the two sides met.
If we go to Old Trafford and score 5 goals, I'd be quite happy. That was a one-off game, a special game. We went there last year about December time and we lost 2-0, but we played well. We played good football. We go there with no fears.
In the other matches, Fulham host Cardiff, West Ham travel to Hull, and Southampton meet Crystal Palace. Norwich are at Stoke on Sunday and Everton are at home to Newcastle on Monday night.
Rugby and Aberdeen Grammar are third bottom in the RBS Premiership following a 25-19 defeat by Ayr last weekend. Tomorrow, Grammar back at Ribslaw facing Basement Boys Curry with mixed news and personnel from head coach Kevin Wynas.
Unfortunately, we've lost captain Greg Ryan for a couple of weeks with a bit of a shoulder injury, but it's just muscular, so there's no structural damage there. But Naka, our Fijian centre, is returning from the Falklands from his tour of duty with the army. He'll feature on Saturday, so it's great to have his experience back for the players and the fans alike.
Aberdeen versus Curry tomorrow afternoon at Ribislaw, and that's pretty much it for this week, other than golf, Dave.
The action is certainly hotting up. The Alfred Dunhill Links Championship, of course, it's played every year. Three different courses, the old course at St Andrews, Carnoustie and King's Barnes. Here's how it looks at the halfway stage. Richie Ramsey had a 70 today. He was playing at Carnoustie. He is overall 5 under par. That's 10 strokes off the leader, Englishman Tom Lewis. A good round for Paul Laurie, a 68 at St Andrews. He's 3 under par overall. The projected cut, though, is 6 under. So both Aberdonian golfers have got some work to do.
Andre Agassi in the Lunchtime Sport, Dave, talking about Andy Murray coming back at the start of the new season. Andy, of course, had his back up this week and giving a big thumbs up to whoever was taking the photo afterwards. Andre Agassi saying, though, that he thinks Andy will be able to come back with a sort of renewed vigour and that desire to win after Andy admitted himself that it sort of subsided after reaching the pinnacle with Wimbledon.
Yeah, and also I think the back trouble that was obviously bothering him and was fairly persistent. So it does look as though it was a resounding success. So he just needs to rest and then he'll begin some light training before coming back. He's going over to Miami for his warm weather training in the November, December.
Why can't we have warm weather training?
We should have warm weather training for Friday Sports.
Exactly. Top at the top, isn't it?
And of course, he'll then be back for the Australian Open, which he's had a great record at, but of course he hasn't won.
Never quite got onto that one.
He's certainly, the two remaining Grand Slams he's still to crack. That's the one that you would expect him to have the best chance, although he has, of course, reached the last four of the French, which he missed this year because of, again, that troubling injury. So, it'll be good to have a right decision he made, I'm quite sure.
OK, don't forget, you can download the show via iTunes or at northsome1.com/Friday Sport, almost directly after the show, northsome1.com/Friday Sport. We're back the same time next week for another show right here in Northsome 1. Our weekend coverage and, of course, Monday coverage.
Yeah, Monday coverage, Dave, Andrew and myself at St Mirren against the Dons, live on Red TV. Also, Team News half-time and full-time here on North Sound 1 with Romeo and ourselves. And tomorrow I'll be here in the studio bringing you all the latest in all the football north and south of the border.